Brilliance Audio presents The Unabridged Recording of Chains by Laurie Holtz Anderson, performed by Madison Lee. Abigail Adams once described her husband John as him whom my heart esteems above all earthly things. I understand that feeling. That's why this book is dedicated to my beloved husband, Scott. Part 1. Chapter 1. Monday, May 27, 1776. Youth is the seed time of good habits, as well in nations as in individuals. Thomas Paine, Common Sense. The best time to talk to ghosts is just before the sun comes up. That's when they can hear us true, Mama said. That's when ghosts can answer us. The eastern sky was peach-colored, but a handful of lazy stars still blinked in the west. It was almost time. May I run ahead, sir? I asked. Pastor Weeks sat at the front of his squeaky wagon with old Ben next to him, the mule's reins loose in his hands. The pine coffin that held Miss Mary Finch, wearing her best dress with her hair washed clean and combed, bounced in the back when the wagon wheels hit a rut. My sister Ruth sat next to the coffin. Ruth was too big to carry. Plus, the pastor knew about her peculiar manner of being, so it was the wagon for her and the road for me. Old Ben looked to the east and gave me a little nod. He knew a few things about ghosts, too. Pastor Weeks turned around to talk to Mr. Robert Finch, who rode his horse a few lengths behind the wagon. The child wants to run ahead, Pastor explained to him. She has kin buried there. Do you give leave for a quick visit? Mr. Robert